So here's something that sounds like a scandal. In the middle of a drought emergency, a rich corporation is found to be pumping millions of gallons of water each year from the federally owned San Bernardino National Forest with an expired permit to produce its own brand of bottled water that it sells for a profit. When the CEO of this company was asked if they would stop doing this during this state of emergency drought, the CEO said, absolutely not. In fact, if I could increase it, I would. The company is Nestle's. The brand of water is Arrowhead, and now three environmental groups are suing the U.S. Forest Service for allowing Nestle to use a permit that expired in 1988 to draw water from the parched state. Joining us with more is Eddie Kurtz, is executive director of the California-based Courage Campaign, one of the plaintiffs in this case. Eddie Kurtz, welcome.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me.
So why isn't this more of a scandal?
Well, I think it is a scandal, and the press is really catching on to it now. We first alerted the world to this last spring, and over 600,000 people signed an online petition asking Nestle to stop doing this. Of course, they didn't. As you just pointed out, they sort of threw it back in our faces and said they would take more if they could. The State Water Board did nothing either, and so we decided it's up to us to stand up to these bullies.
Now, Nestle's isn't dumping this water on golf courses. I mean, it is being actually drunk by people who need to drink water. So, I mean, that's the purpose of water, right?
Yeah, and water is a great thing to drink in lieu of other things like soda, et cetera. But you know what? You got tap water. Tap water is actually pretty much the same thing as bottled water, and it comes right out of your tap, and it's a lot cheaper. And as much as possible, we encourage people to drink tap water.
Is there any evidence that the bottling of Arrowhead water impedes the production of tap water coming out of the San Bernardino National Forest?
No, I don't think it really does. What it does do, though, is it is having dramatic impacts in the environment there, the frogs, the fish. Already, I mean, this drought is the worst drought in 500 years at least. That's what the scientists have said. Water is a scarce commodity in California, and the species living in the San Bernardino National Forest are suffering because Nestle wants to make a profit.
So it's more the wildlife than the people who are living in Southern California in this particular case.
In this case, yeah. But we do know that literally 56% of the permits, over 500 permits in California owned by bottled water corporations, are expired. They're not current, meaning that there hasn't been environmental review looking in. Does this make sense? Can this environment withstand this water bottling? That isn't happening in 56% of the cases, and that's millions and millions and millions of gallons of water.
But it's mostly being drunk in California, yes?
Mostly, but not all.
Doesn't that complicate your case? I mean, it's one thing to talk about golf courses and lawns and celebrities with their fountains. It's quite another to say that a company can't sell the water that people want. I mean, I guess the alternative would be to have it be free out of the tap. But how complicated is this lawsuit?
Well, it's actually not that complicated. I mean, you know, and to your question, I mean, what you know, consumer demand drives a lot of things that aren't good, and we don't always follow consumer demand and let them have whatever they want. In this case, the case is not complicated. The permit's been expired since 1988. There's even questions as to whether Nestle has the water rights to this water. So it's been almost 30 years since government agency has reviewed whether this makes sense. For some reason, they've been able to continue doing it by paying $500 a year. That's the story they've told in the press. As long as they continue paying their permit, the Forest Service hasn't stopped them. But our lawyers dug into it, and they said this makes no sense. Based on precedent, this shouldn't still be happening. So we actually think our legal case is pretty straightforward.
Sounds like you're scared to go after Nestle since you're going after the Forest Service.
Well, it's just legally you need to go after the Forest Service because they're enabling Nestle. But no, we're not scared of Nestle at all. In the spring, we did on-the-ground protests at their various plants across the state. And I'd debate the president of Nestle, the CEO, anytime.
All right. Well, let's do it on this show, shall we?
I'm in.
Eddie Kurtz is executive director of the California-based Courage Campaign, all about water in California. Thanks so much, Eddie.
Thanks, John.